It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
When planting season comes around, I'm usually prone to perennials. After all, a plant that becomes a permanent resident, returning year after year for a stint in my flower beds, orchard, or shelter belt, seems more sensible than dealing with plants that make a one-time showing and then a permanent exit at the end of the growing season. Two exceptions to this rule of thumb at our place involve the annual residents of the vegetable garden, and most of the plants that occupy summer flower pots grouped at various entries to our house. I traditionally look for bright, colorful annuals like petunias or daisies and pair them with vines and grasses. These combos then group together and live out the summer months in decorative buckets or tubs. When cold weather makes an appearance, the container residents, with a few exceptions involving cactus or succulents that come back indoors, are relegated to the compost heap. There they'll live out the winter months, becoming a part of next year's soil additives. Consequently, I don't put a lot of thought or planning into my purchase of annual plants, but rather go with what's colorful, available, and hopefully survivable in our often hot and windy summers. However, this year, I bought a wonderful plant that is fast becoming a favorite for future patio pots, probably because its botanical name is Xerocrysum bractiantha. It has a plethora of common names, including Everlasting Daisy, Golden Everlasting, and Paper Daisy. But the most widely used moniker is Strawflower. It's a native of Australia and is botanically related to asters. The blossom has a daisy shape, but the petals are stiff and papery. They're actually not petals at all, but modified leaves called bracts, and they top off their green foliage with blossoms ranging in yellows, pinks, or purple tones. Strawflowers are just made for our High Plains gardens because they don't require lots of water. They also seem to flourish in hot, dry, and even windy weather. A once-weekly watering should stand them well, except in extreme heat and drought. When you do provide them with a drink, try to keep the water off the blooms or foliage. Water the soil at the base of the plant, not on the foliage, thus helping the blossoms to keep their stiff and upright stance for up to a month or more. When harvesting the blooms, cut them in the evening to dodge the chance of morning dew wetting the papery petals. And if you want to use them in craft projects, remove the fragile and easily shattered stems and replace them with thin wires. To encourage repeat blooms, give a monthly application of a balanced flower fertilizer. If you're short on patio plant areas, you can feature strawflowers in other landscape elements, like short grass prairie lawns or wildflower plantings. They can attract bees and butterflies and will also self-seed to become part of next year's garden plans. The stiff and somewhat sharp elements of strawflower blooms make them a least favorite grazing element for deer and rabbits, and their ability to abide radiated heat makes them a successful plant partner in areas that border paved pathways or driveways. When planting, work the soil to softness, then spread the seeds and lightly spray to water the seeds into the soil. There's no need to add soil to cover. So when you plan next year's patio plantings or flower beds, save some room for strawflowers, either as pre-potted plants or in seed form, to be incorporated into a High Plains prairie landscape.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.